say for a long time, but
Yes.
they might, if we're talking about the opposite of riches,
Poor.
And if you had a lot of peach trees, you'd say we have a peach
orchard.
And I ask you, who the man owning the orchard? And you'd say, he's the man. Did you finish that sentence? He's the man.
He's the man who owns the orchard.
Yeah. And speaking about a boy with a very rich father, you'd say, he is a boy.
He's the boy whose father's very rich.
Okay. And at the center of a cherry is called the
pit.
In the center of the peach?
Stone.
And a peach that separates very easily from the stone is
a free stone.
And the one that does not?
Cling stone.
Okay. Open seed or open stone isn't common in this?
No.
Right. And the
we say free
center
stone.
Of an apple is a
core.
And nuts that grow underground?
Peanuts.
Did you ever call them anything else?
Goobers.
Okay. And the part, these nuts that grow up in trees, and they have, hickory nuts do this too. I don't mean hickory though. These have they get a kind of a big pod around them.
Chestnuts.
Yeah. English.
English walnuts.
Yeah. Now, they have what do you call the outer, that green, soft kind
Pearl.
Of. Yeah, and then the inside thing that you have to break with a hammer. I suppose I just ask you, what is the, do you call that the shell?
The shell, that's right. Yes, that's the shell.
And mm-hmm. The fruit they grow a lot of in Florida is?
Citrus fruit,
yeah.
Grapefruit and oranges.
Yeah, the latter. You'd say, see, I'm going to have to go to the store because I just went out in the kitchen and the oranges are...
Gone.
Yeah.
Are what, spoiled?
No, all
gone. All gone.
Yeah. So would you say the whole thing, or... just say the whole phrase.
The oranges are all gone.
Sure. And these little red vegetables that grow underground.
Radishes.
All right. And these larger red things that grow on vines. That you slice up, you have to set them, and you slice them up and use them in salads.
Red tomatoes.
Sure. Now, what do you call the small ones?
We call them tomatoes.
Okay, that's consistent all East Tennessee. I never heard that. Never heard that. Never. I thought I was being put on the first time I heard that. Man told me that over in Sullivan County, and I thought he was kidding me. You know, I didn't believe that was it. But every
tomato.
Single person I've talked to, I think these things that grow underground make your eyes water.
Onion.
And the small ones are called
sets.
And to take beans out of there. Covering is to
shell them.
Yeah. Now, would you call them sets if you were the onions? Would you call them sets even if you were just using them in a salad?
No. Now we don't call them scallions. We just say little green onions. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's
the little green onions.
Both. I meant I wanted to.
I think scallion is the name. You know, the proper name for a little green onion.
Now, what kinds of beans do you have to shell?
Butter beans and. Dried beans.
What do butter beans look like?
They're llamas. They're
flat, green,
llama.
And the long ones that you.
This snap beans.
Yeah.
And we don't call them snap beans. I don't remember how we differentiated between. Beans that were shelled and beans that were broken, but
did
we didn't
ever,
say snap beans when
call
I was
them
growing
green
it.
Beans?
Green beans. That's what we call them. Green
okay.
beans. Green beans.
And the edible tops of turnips would be called
turnip tops. Turnip greens.
Okay. And the on an ear of corn, the thing you have to pull off.
Husk.
And now you call that the big
shucks.
Yeah.
A corn shuck.
Yeah.
A corn husk.
That's the same. Either
same
you,
thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And corn.